This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, it was the night before the Billy Graham Crusade took place in Columbus, Ohio. Annie and I were at a banquet at a hotel in Columbus where Billy Graham was there meeting with 40 or 50 people who were part of what was called the committee to plan and pray for this crusade. Every Tuesday morning from 7 to 10 for a year, we met. So that night, we were excited to be there with Billy Graham, just about 50 people. And at the end of the evening, the chairman of the committee announced that we're setting up 15 chairs along the wall of this banquet hall. And what we're going to do is put Billy Graham on the middle chair, and we want 15 of you to sit next to Billy Graham, 15 of you to stand behind Billy Graham in the row behind him, and then 15 of you to kneel in front of Billy Graham for a group picture. You would not believe how the people scrambled like children in this group, but grown adults scrambled to be the ones to sit on the right or left of Billy Graham, to be the ones to stand right behind him, to be the ones that kneeled in front of him. And I just stood there with my arms crossed in this judgmental attitude, just shaking my head. And I did the mature thing. I just simply walked over and sat down right on Billy Graham's lap. And that's what I did. I didn't do that. I thought about doing it. It really did go through my mind. But it's one time I'm glad I didn't do what I thought I should do. But it's a humorous example of how people want to be near someone important. And there's a desire for prestige and prominence. I sat on his right. I sat on his left. Well, I stood right behind him with my hand on his shoulder kind of thing. And you say, well, does that happen in church circles? It sure does. It happens in your family. Those kinds of things. And it happens at work. It happens at school. It happens wherever people gather together. There's the desire for prominence and prestige and preeminence. And it happens, unfortunately, in the body of Christ. And today we're going to read an interesting story out of the life of Jesus, where Jesus has just talked about dying on a cross, get this, to his disciples. He's just said, I'm going to die. And you know what the disciples do? They start an argument amongst themselves about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. They're arguing about who's going to be number one, who's going to be, and the Greek word for great is mega. Who's going to be mega, the mega apostle? That's what they said. Who's going to be the mega apostle? And Jesus takes a little child and he puts them in the midst and he says this, you want to be great in the kingdom? You receive or welcome this child in my name. And I think the child stands for humility. The child stands for somebody who can't do anything for you. You receive that one in your life in my name, and that will make you great in the kingdom of God. It's a powerful lesson about humility, powerful lesson about redefining greatness. It's in Luke 9. Let's pick it up where I left off last week. We're in verse 46. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least, micro is the word, whoever is micro among you all, he is the greatest, or mega. Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you.
This message will continue on Cross Hope tomorrow. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.